But first, David Cameron will make his much-awaited speech on Europe on Friday. Apparently, the speech has already been written, but as a prelude to it, a group of Conservative MPs, the Fresh Start Group, have published their own blueprint, calling for Britain to renegotiate its relationship with the EU and saying it's no longer possible to paper over Europe's differences. In the Commons, Ed Miliband appeared to be enjoying the Conservatives' return to a divisive issue.
When the Prime Minister first became leader of the Conservative Party, he said that their biggest problem was that they spent far too much of their time banging on about Europe. Is he glad those days are over?
David Cameron chuckled at that and insisted that some things had to be faced.
I think that even the leader of the Labour Party should accept the fact that there is a massive change taking place in Europe. A change that is being driven by the changes in the Eurozone. And frankly, this country faces a choice, and political parties in this country face a choice. Do we look at these changes and see what we can do to maximise Britain's national interest? And do we consult the public about that? Or do we sit back, do nothing, and tell the public to go hang?
Now, David Cameron's speech has been promised for months. Then it was due to be delivered next Tuesday, until apparently the German Chancellor asked him not to, as that date clashed with big celebrations to mark the 50th anniversary of the Elysee Treaty that sealed the post-war reconciliation between France and Germany. So the date was changed to this Friday. Ed Miliband couldn't resist a jibe.
I suppose, congratulate him on one thing, on having decided on the date of his speech. Well done. Well done. Another example of the Rolls-Royce operation of number 10 Downing Street. Now, Mr Speaker, in advance of his speech, what's his answer to this question which investors need to know? Will Britain be in the European Union in 5 years' time?
David Cameron's speech is expected to endorse the idea of a referendum on a new relationship with Europe, though not on pulling out of the EU altogether.
It is right for us to see the changes taking place in Europe and to make sure that we are arguing for the changes that Britain needs. So that therefore we have a better relationship between Britain and Europe, we have a better organised European Union, and we have the full-hearted consent of the British people.
Labour MPs pointed and shouted excitedly at the Conservative backbenches as Ed Miliband recalled how, just over a year ago, 81 Conservative MPs had voted for an in-or-out-of-Europe referendum.
Segment 1.
But first, David Cameron will make his much-awaited speech on Europe on Friday. Apparently, the speech has already been written, but as a prelude to it, a group of Conservative MPs, the Fresh Start Group, have published their own blueprint, calling for Britain to renegotiate its relationship with the EU and saying it's no longer possible to paper over Europe's differences. In the Commons, Ed Miliband appeared to be enjoying the Conservatives' return to a divisive issue.
When the Prime Minister first became leader of the Conservative Party, he said that their biggest problem was that they spent far too much of their time banging on about Europe. Is he glad those days are over?
Segment 2.
David Cameron chuckled at that and insisted that some things had to be faced.
I think that even the leader of the Labour Party should accept the fact that there is a massive change taking place in Europe. A change that is being driven by the changes in the Eurozone. And frankly, this country faces a choice, and political parties in this country face a choice. Do we look at these changes and see what we can do to maximise Britain's national interest? And do we consult the public about that? Or do we sit back, do nothing, and tell the public to go hang?
Segment 3.
Now, David Cameron's speech has been promised for months. Then it was due to be delivered next Tuesday, until apparently the German Chancellor asked him not to, as that date clashed with big celebrations to mark the 50th anniversary of the Elysee Treaty that sealed the post-war reconciliation between France and Germany. So the date was changed to this Friday. Ed Miliband couldn't resist a jibe.
Should I suppose congratulate him on one thing, on having decided on the date of his speech? Well done. Very well done. Another example of the Rolls-Royce operation of number 10 Downing Street. Now, Mr. Speaker, in advance of his speech, what's his answer to this question which investors need to know? Will Britain be in the European Union in 5 years' time?
Segment 4.
David Cameron's speech is expected to endorse the idea of a referendum on a new relationship with Europe, though not on pulling out of the EU altogether.
It is right for us to see the changes taking place in Europe and to make sure that we are arguing for the changes that Britain needs. So that therefore we have a better relationship between Britain and Europe, we have a better organised European Union, and we have the full-hearted consent of the British people.
Labour MPs pointed and shouted excitedly at the Conservative backbenches as Ed Miliband recalled how, just over a year ago, 81 Conservative MPs had voted for an in-or-out-of-Europe referendum.